Let's turn in the scriptures to the book of Titus, chapter 2. And in chapter 2, we'll be reading verses 1 through 15. Titus 2, verses 1 through 15. And chapter 2 will begin in verse 1. And these are God's words. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering gain, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Those are God's words. Now, Titus is here again directed to faithfulness to the word and discharging his ministry in the church, and to do so to all sorts of people in the church through verse 10. And there we see also the duties of older and younger men, and as well as older and younger women. And then through the end of the chapter, he gives the rationale for these directions to Titus to live holy life, to live a holy life in this world, to have hope in the world to come, to the exaltation of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in particular, friends, your duties are here described and set forth. Young men are to be, verse 6, sober-minded, very much after the aged men, similar to what they are called to in verse 2. And so, young men, you are to look to the older men as examples. Elder men, you are to be examples to those who are younger. Older men, really, is really the same, right? Being patient, filled with love and charity, grave, temperate. The younger women, you are here called in verses 4 and 5, to be sober, knowing that you have a great duty to love your own husbands, to love your children, to be discreet and chaste, keeping the home, and being obedient and submissive to your husbands as unto the Lord. And all this so that you won't, young women, that you won't blaspheme the word of God. It's a very weighty calling, young women, that he puts here to you, the Lord through Paul to you. And if you're to be married soon or in the few, few years. You don't know when you'll be married, but next few years. And also those who are new in their marriages. Those are the words to you. And then the older women, teaching the younger women these things. And through your life, by being holy, not gossips, not slanders, not given to much wine, but teaching the good things. And the good things, even of those things described there in verses 4 and 5 about the young women. But that brings us back to the men. If the ladies are to be obedient, submissive to you, how much more do you need to lead in godliness and holiness, love, serving them with patience and being obedient to Christ? And that's our calling. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your word. We're thankful that you teach us and to call us, exhort us to a godly life, each one of us. Doesn't matter if we're young or old, a woman or man, even a child, you call us to godliness and holiness in Christ your Son. And so make us to be holy, but grant us faith in Christ your Son. Grant us a love for one another, our neighbor, for our spouse. Pray that you would strengthen our relationships so that the husbands would provide for their families, to follow after Christ, to lead the homes in the Word and obedience and discipline and all that in love. But of all that, we would pray for the women as well, that they would obey the children to obey their parents as unto the Lord. You would cause them to serve you and grant godliness, holy fruit in our homes, and thereby, when we come to the gathering of God's people together, Father, we ask that you would show forth Christ in the church to each one of us, in our marriages, and in the world. Show forth Christ in the church. The love that Christ has for the church, the submission that the church has, and the love that the church has for Christ, just as we studied in the Song of Solomon. We ask that you would sanctify your bride and make the elders, especially the ministers, to be bold and zealous for your word, to exhort and rebuke and encourage in Christ, just as Titus was called here. So we are to do. And we pray that you would make your bride holy. Father, we're thankful for those present this evening to hear your word. And we pray that you would encourage us in Christ. Grant us hope for the future and all of your promises that you have made in the Scriptures, that you would teach us your ways here, and that we would go forth from here encouraged to make the gospel, the good news, known all the more. Father, we pray that you would grant us blessing in the sacrament of baptism that we'll celebrate this evening, that you would strengthen each one of us in faith, that we would look back to our own baptisms. And Father, we pray that you would remind us of the promises of the covenant of grace, even the promises to children, that the children would hear them again, and they would see and be warned of the great danger of not repenting and believing in Jesus Christ, and the great blessing of repenting and believing in Christ. And you'd grant them the grace to believe. You'd grant them the grace of repentance unto life. and forgiveness and pardon of sin. Again, we pray for John Gordetsky this evening that you would heal him, that you would grant to him help, strength, and body, and healing of the brain, if that is damaged, if oxygen that he needs. Father, we pray that you would grant him that through his own lungs, without help from any machine. And Father, we depend upon you in this, and we pray that Phil and Julie would depend upon you as well. And you would grant them a greater faith even now than they had yesterday in trusting you and your plan and providence. Father, pray for our nation, that you would turn this nation to yourself, that they would covenant with Christ, that you would cause the citizens, which are so rebellious overall, to turn to you. Many who have turned and rebelled against you and have been covenant breakers who are in the church, and they've rebelled against you. Father, turn them back to you and cause a great ingathering of your elect to be from this nation, both Jews and Gentiles. And you would teach us about that this evening. And if that's not your will for this nation, and judgment is your will, Father, we ask that you would show mercy to the righteous who remain, and that you would grant protection to them in the judgments that come. Father, no, we know there are many sins and evils going on in our nation. We could be here all day naming them. And Father, that would not do us any good unless we're turning to you and pleading with grief and sorrow for the sake of our nation and its salvation. And so we pray that you would save this nation, save the people of this nation. And grow your church to reform its ways to your word, and to make us alive and zealous for the gospel. Well, we're thankful just Friday evening that the pastor was installed at the Houston church, and we're thankful for this. And we praise you that you have brought a minister to them. And we pray as well for the San Antonio congregation that you would provide a minister for them. Father, we know the struggle, the division, and what's going on in the Black Forest congregation. We pray that you would cause them to be patient, to love one another, to trust you in your plan, even the plan of what's going on now, and that they would turn to you and fasting and praying for your will to be done and for justice to be brought about and clarity. These things, Father, we ask for your blessing upon your bride and upon this congregation, that you would uphold us in Christ your Son by your Spirit. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.